I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices.
Akiak is 42 miles northeast of Bethel. During the winter, you can get there by ice road. The population in 2020 was 462. In the prior census, there were 69 households and 54 families residing in the village. The racial makeup at the time was 4.85% white, 92.88% Alaska Native, 2.27% two or more races, and 0.65 were Hispanic. The median household income was $26,250, and the median income for a family was $36,875. About 25% of families and 33.9% of the population were living below the poverty line. A notable person from Akiak is Nora Geen. She was born there, and she was the first Alaska Native District Court judge. The courthouse in Bethel is actually named after her. On Thursday, December 11, 2014, three residents from Akiak, Ralph Jimmy DeMantle, 51, Sally Stone, 27, and Georgie Van, 26, left Akiak on a snow machine and a four-wheeler. At some point, the snow machine broke down and all three rode on the four-wheeler. The Alaska State Troopers were unclear of what the trio actually did when they got to Bethel. They left the same day and stopped in Gweethluk, then at a residence just outside of Gweethluk. It was believed that the trio drank and smoked marijuana while they were in the residence. A man who was living there insisted that they stay because it was dark and it was beginning to snow. The three didn't listen and headed out by four-wheeler at around 1 in the morning, December 12, 2014. At 5 p.m., they reported missing. By Saturday afternoon, DeMantle's four-wheeler was found near an open hole on the Kuskokuk Slough, and his body was found nearby. On January 21, 2015, Bethel Search and Rescue used a remote-operated vehicle to find the body of 26-year-old Georgie Van. It was about 3/4 of a mile away from where the four-wheeler was found. And finally, on May 3rd, 2015, the body of Sally Stone was pulled from the Kuskokwim River. Jimmy, Sally, and George are all greatly missed by their friends and family. A friend told reporters that Jimmy was a friendly and happy man who lived the traditional subsistence life. Sally and George also love subsistence lifestyle. George and Sally also had a son together. Jimmy was 51, Sally was 27, and George was 26 on the day that they passed. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. week there will not be an episode of Buried on the Tundra because I am traveling. The next episode of Buried on the Tundra will come out May 8th. If you are following the Instagram page or the Facebook page, I will tell you what we are covering on Wednesday, May 4th. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.